Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and I'm back with another video. I'm really fucking upset with some of the things I've seen lately from what I like to call the Chad cells, and some of them are just trads, but it's really hard to tell, but they are the current generation of men. Apparently now waifu simping is a thing. And I was basically debating with two guys on the internet, and then there was another one that just popped up in this Xenosaga fan group that was saying that they don't approve of guys who have waifus or that like waifus because they consider it simpish. They said that these guys are spending money on the dating sims and that they basically are just as bad as those guys on Twitch that spend all kinds of money to make ethots millionaires. Now, another thing they pointed out is that no man in a normal relationship would go home and cuddle with a screen and a wall of text, which is exactly what the guy was saying. However, I've known a lot of women who really get into visual novels and dating sims, and men as well, of course, but women are really big into these too. So, you know, if the women can cuddle with all the men in an otome game, as I have seen and heard from men that I know who have wives that really got into the shit, guy said he couldn't even use his computer for a week because she loved the certain game that he had introduced her to, or I had introduced her to, something like that. But he said, no, don't give me any more of these. He's like, she constantly uses my laptop and I don't get any time on it. So yeah, she's clearly spending more time with this than with the husband. And of course, it's not being called out in the same way that men are being called out for the waifus. Now, this is what I have said to them over and over and over again. Here is why waifu simping is not real and it is not actually simping. First of all, when you are simping, you are giving a woman money or services, like being a good boy, in the false belief that she is in love with you or will fall in love with you or will make you her boyfriend. This is not the case. It never has been the case, and that's why we consider it simpery. However, with the waifu, you don't have that situation, because instead of this existing in a person that has their own sense of free will and agency, you're talking about a waifu that is largely constructed in the mind. Depending on what waifu you have, based on the characteristics of the waifu, you more or less make up things yourself. So it could be a way of saying you're in love with your imagination, something like that. However, we do have technology that is pushing the boundaries on that. And I'm not just talking about sex dolls, which of course can be a great representation of a waifu that of course you put your imagination into. However, with the AI programs, with the holograms, the virtual reality, all that kind of stuff that will make more of a larger-than-life representation of your waifu, you're going to have a situation where it's no longer in your head. Rather, it's generated by the computer program, which may or may not be 100% accurate, but you will have to use, maybe you'll have to use a little bit of your imagination, but as the technology improves, you will have to use less and less and less of the imagination. And eventually, you will actually be in a full-on relationship with your waifu. Now, men like this will never, ever accept you for having these things, and the reason for that is because you're not having children, and you're not basically having the family and the things like that that they think all men are supposed to have. It's a very traditional belief, and there's nothing wrong with that sort of tradition. However, forcing it upon men who do not want to deal with the system, the current deranged women that we see all over TikTok is just, oh my God. I just can't even get into it. I've been looking at Taylor the Fiend stuff lately and just, I mean, these are real videos. They're talking about women in their 30s, you know, they put on kinds of plastic stuff on their face, you know, and they're like, I didn't know about contouring. This woman, they have bigger butts than we do. Blah, 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 blah. You know, it's like, really? That's it? You guys just want to be younger so you can be sluts again? Like, not even beating around the bush? Let me tell you one thing the waifu won't be. A fucking slut. Seriously. Won't. It won't leave either. And it won't just randomly leave. Like, for no reason. Like, you're everything's cool. You're working every day. All of a sudden, your wife leaves a note. Or your girlfriend leaves a note. Fuck you, asshole. I'm done with you. And you don't even know what's going on. Like, she made you coffee in the morning, and then you wake up, she's like, I'm done with you, asshole. And you find out she's fucking the neighbor or fucking your best friend or some dude she found on the internet. And that's it. And sometimes she takes the family with her. Like, I'm taking your kids. There's nothing you can do about it. And then men like, oh yeah, I'm gonna fight, I'm gonna defend myself in court. And then they end up looking foolish at the end of the day because they think they can actually stand up against the family court and win. So, this is one reason why when you get a waifu, you're actually doing, like, you're making a better decision, I think. Because obviously these hoes are getting fatter, they're taking less care of themselves, they're bitching and they're nagging more than they ever have, they're constantly looking for validation, they're having problems that just didn't plague the women of yesteryear, and there's no one to keep them in check. Because again, these men are actually more simps because, well, I mean, assuming their role is true and that some guy is apparently simping for a waifu because he has interest or romantic feelings for a character. Okay. And these guys are even worse because they're basically saying, between a woman and an artificial option or an alternative option, you chose the artificial option instead of the woman. And that is actually a woman's argument. Women will bring this up and they said, oh, you can't get a real woman, or what's wrong with real women? Women bring this article up. So when men and these purportedly alpha men bring this argument up, they are doing nothing but manipulating women and showing exactly how feminine they actually are. They're using feminine talking points, shaming language, to make it to where, oh, yeah, well, you could have had this regular woman, but you chose the doll. You chose the AI. You chose the video game character, the anime character. Again, this is a woman's argument. That's why women started calling men incel all the time. Oh, well, you can't get a real woman. That's why you do that. Oh, and by the way, my Asian friend who hasn't contacted me but used to bug me all the fucking time, she actually, one of the very last messages, even though there was constant praise for my doll on her end, like she would call her Zex-sama and shit like that. Okay. Basically, right before she stopped talking to me because I got tired of her shit, she said the whole doll thing was just a way of you competing with the fact, or dealing with the fact that you're lonely. It was like, what? After all this, all the doll praise and stuff you've given me and all that over the years, now you're saying, oh, it was just a way to feel better about being lonely. It's like, really? That's not what I got. But no, really, she was just trying to cope with the fact that I didn't want anything to do with her because she wasn't in good health. She was taking all kinds of head meds. And, you know, there's just a lot of things that I could not deal with in a person. And those are just a few of them. So, again, don't let them try to make you think that they are approving, that they approve of your option. That they approve you have a waifu. Because they don't. They'll be nice about it, but they don't. If a woman sees something that's in the way of a potential woman taking your resources, and TFM has talked about this, she's going to act very territorially against it. Because it's not even the fact that, like, she's not getting your resources. It's the fact that some other woman isn't getting your resources. Because all women believe that they should be entitled to a man's resources. So if you're not giving a woman those resources, then surely something has to be done to shame you into giving a woman those resources. And women will often cheer when a man gets married because they know that a woman is now getting his resources, and that's exactly what they do. So, I mean, let's just be honest here. I mean, biologically, that's the way it fucking works. But again, I'm just really ashamed of the men in this generation that have now gone to waifu simping. Waifu simping is a bad thing now because we're not giving the whammons their attention. And that's why they're doing this bargaining thing where they're like, oh, come back, men. Where are you going, men? Come back to us, men. Leave your waifus. We don't... It's like, we promise we won't be bad anymore. Yeah, sure. TikTok tells me otherwise. And then, you know what, when you do get them, if you decide to do that, they'll just be boring and bitchy and naggy and everything else. They're just going to do the same shit that women have done for millions of years. Bitch and nag and complain and whine and cry and do all the crazy shit. Leave you, won't know where she's going. It's over, man. Like, they just need to accept that. There's gonna be a lot of guys that choose the VR, the AR, the holograms, the dolls, the robots. There's going to be guys that are like, I'm fed up with this. I'm not playing this game. I'm not going to sit and tell a 30-something-year-old thought every day that she's the most beautiful woman in the world. Because she isn't. And let's take a look at Dax7 a little bit. Because he did it. He did the thing. He was the guy that literally got the Christian girl. Oh, she's great. And he did the simping. He said, I'm going to give you the role in my marriage and let you do your thing. And what did she do? She absolutely destroyed the guy. He learned a very hard lesson. Very, very hard lesson. And I don't want other guys to have to learn that lesson. But unfortunately, it seems they're going to have to. Because they're not getting any women. So they're shaming you because you found a replacement. You found an alternative. You've done the logical step and said, well, if this isn't working, I'll just do this. And they're like, well, how dare you do that? It's like, how dare I think with my mind like a logical human being? How dare I use my brain to come up with a solution to a problem as men are wont to do? This doesn't make any sense to me. I'm not going to continue to exacerbate the problem and pat these thoughts on the head when they're post-wall and, oh, you're still pretty. I mean, they fish online all the time for constant validation and attention, and it's just ridiculous. It's getting stupid. But, you know, since we're talking about waifus, I think it also may be a really good time to discuss that, well, just give me a second, I'm going to roll into my Discord real quick. Nope. Here it is. The Manga Gamer Summer Sale. Yes. They decided, hey, let's go ahead and do it again. So, hey, guess what, guys? Everything I've been playing on the Coomer Corner is now on sale. See? How to live a healthy anti-lifestyle. I know $40 isn't much of a sale, and it was $45, but hey, it's $5 off. You also get Desiree for $20. Let's go and look at some of these. Ultimate Boob Wars. Oh, that's kind of high for that. It was originally $45. Damn. Valkyrie Silver. I'm trying to go through the ones that are memorable. Kiss for the Petals. Suck My Dick or Die. That's not a really good one. Sengoku Rance, of course, you can get for $28. That's got a lot of gameplay in it. Sakura no Mori Dreamers. Look at that. It's only $30. So if you like what I've been playing on Sakura no Mori, you can pick it up and play the whole thing a lot quicker than I'll be able to get through. Rance Quest, $40. Keep in mind, guys, this is a full game. I mean, full dungeon crawling. It actually has a unique dungeon system. It's got good graphics, fun, good music. It's not just a hentai game. You're damn near playing a full-on JRPG. Definitely pick that one up. Rance 6. This is good. It's a really good dungeon crawler. I think it comes with 5D, and 5D's really fun. But 6 is... It's got a Final Fantasy, classic Final Fantasy-style battle system. And it is really fun. You're going to love the ability to switch in and out characters. It's really good. I think Final Fantasy incorporated that later. But it's really cool to have 22 different characters that you can use on the mission. And, you know, just a really well-designed game. It's got its sex scenes. It's got its, you know, plot and all that. It does have a really good story. But it's a game. And Rance 1 and 2. I've not played 2 yet, but I've been playing through Rance. Rance 1's really good one. It is a different kind of dungeon crawler game as you crawl through what look like cards. It's really fun. So I'd give it a shot too. They're all fun games. Maybe 29's a little bit more much for that because these games aren't that long. This is only a few hours long and this one's maybe 8. This is 60 hours long. This is 100 and something hours long. This is 120 hours long. You can go for longer if you want. People really love Sengoku Rance. So those are fun ones. Let's see what else we've got here, guys. Maggot Baits, $33.71. That's not too bad. 25% off. Remember, that's hell. Be prepared for what you're going to see. Kara no Shoujo 2, I recommend the first one first. It's a really fucked up one. It's a detective game. You can fuck up if you make the wrong decisions. So be very careful on that. It has a cliffhanger ending, and they're all really dark and morbid games. Let's see what we've got here. I'm not familiar with some of these Kira Kira. I can't really see the name of that. Amulto Paradise, I haven't played any of these, but, you know, they're, I guess, relatively well-priced. Let's see. Innocent Gray Bundle, I don't know what that is, but it says it's story-focused, so that will not have any H elements. Harem Party, oh, there's Happy Mar. It's Moeiji, but it's supposed to have a pretty good story. Let's see. Free Friends, I don't even know what those are. Euphoria. Really want to get fucked up. Play that. That's $30. And this one, Eternal Torment. This one's really fucked up, too. She gets tormented through time. That's $30. We might play some of these later, guys. Just, you know, Euphoria has an HD version. Unfortunately, it is not the one that you buy, so I can't full screen that, but I definitely want to play through it. Somebody actually, an RGE server, wants me to play Euphoria. So, me and DP actually did. No, we recorded the whole thing. The only problem is it was too small of a screen and it didn't full screen for us. But we recorded, like, an hour and a half of the game. So it does exist, but we just couldn't release it. Beat Angel Escalator. I'm not sure if that's the fighting game. If it is, pick that one up. Orochi. This is also a clock up game. We're going to play it later. It does have one legit Hololi scene, so we'll have to skip that. I can play it live, but we'll have to skip that. Dungeon Crawl. I don't know what some of those are. Demon Master Chris. Deer Drops. That's a good story-based one. Let's see here. Conquering the Queen. Katagra. That's a good story-focused game right there. Mystery, Mindfuck, really good stuff. I don't think there's any hentai, and if there is, it's not that much. But it's a good one if you just want to read a good visual novel. Original Boob Wars is $8. Pretty old game, it's one of their first. Beat Blades Haruka. This is made by the people that make the Rance games. So if you like that, but you want more of a ninja thing, go ahead and grab that. Again, these are not exactly cheap. I know that some of these aren't the kind of deals you wanted. But remember, I've talked to the people that run these websites, and this has to do with Japan. So don't get mad. Blame Japan. Japan would want this stuff sold a lot higher. And that's in the actual words of the developers. If they could, they would have this stuff priced much higher. So if you want these Japanese Orochi games, you're going to have to buy maybe about one of them a week or something like that. It's not something you can just buy a whole bunch of them with. But the sale does last for 13 days, 19 hours, and 2 minutes, and 50 so seconds. So go ahead and check that out. Oh, and all their physical editions are 25% off. Now let me see if it'll let me go here without... Okay. Now... there's a lot of physical editions, and some of you guys are probably like, if I'm going to pay $30 for a game, then I should be able to get the physical. Well, you can. Like, there's a physical Maggot Bates that comes in a box you can buy for $33. So that's the same price as the sale price. Now, $67 for Sengoku Rance, but again, you're getting a physical box. So if you really want those physical boxes, and there's only 8 pages of physical boxes, guys... Eve Nickel, that's by the people that made Rants. Unfortunately, these games are not on sale. That's unfortunate. Oh, it is on sale. The physical is on sale. You may want a physical box for these, because that's a full-on RPG. The Fun Bag Fantasies are all on sale. $33. It's not too bad, right? Let's see what else we've got here. None of these. It's each their own. There's certain games I'm just not interested in. If somebody says, oh, I like that. Let's see, Oz Mafia. Oh, Umineko. See, if you like these kind of games, you probably want to have that in a box. Look at that, the Answer Arcs, $22. Now, if you get the Question Arcs and the Answer Arcs, you can get them both in hard copy. That's good. House and Fata Morgana, hard copy for only $20, guys. That's a good game. Really good one. Soundtrack. Ooh, a little pricey on that soundtrack. I wouldn't quite buy that. Let's see what else we've got here. Princess Evangelia. Oh, Umineko, Where They Cry Question Arcs. That's 20 and 20. That's $40 for the whole series. That's going to be really cool. You can put that on your shelf. I'm sure the cases look nice. Manga Gamer does deliver good prices with these. Let's see. Rance 6 and 5D. That's $30. Deluxe edition, hard copy. It's really good to have. Get you a Fun Bag Fantasy Original for $33. Again, these are hard copies. So if you want something sitting on your shelf, you know, make good display. There's Karen and Shoujo, second episode. I don't know where that first one is. But there you go for that. Beat Blades Harker, like I talked about. You get a wall scroll. That's cool. Put that on your wall. Show your waifu love. Look at that. Hard copy of Euphoria. You can put it on your shelf and display it to all the people. Well, this one won't go on YouTube now. Let's see. Arm Warrior Iris. Okay. Honey Pop. The first one's worth getting a box. The second one can go in the garbage. Oh, there's your Karen no Shoujo right there. I wonder why that first one's not on sale, but it might be with the Innocent Grey bundle. So if it is, pick them all up. They're all really good. And they'll test you. Because again, you have to be a real detective. Like, you cannot fuck up. If you forget to check something, you can ruin the whole story and end up with a horrible, horrible, horrible ending. So you got a regular ending, regular edition there. Chōden Kenki Striker. Ooh, I got a copy of this. Haven't played it yet. I probably will later, guys. $37. That is a Sentai hentai. So, yeah. I don't know if this has... I think it has hentai scenes. But it's a Sentai-based hentai. So check that one out. Got Original Ultimate Boob Wars. That's one of their older games. Pretty classic to have in a box. Eroge, if you want a copy of Eroge, Sex and Games Make Sexy Games. That's a hard copy there. And there's your Boob Wars original for $20. Harem Party and Kohimi Musou you can get for $40. So there you go, guys. Great sale going on right now. And of course, they have some new games coming out all the time. Go check them out. But this is the Grim Lord, and I hope you've enjoyed this. And I am out. Enjoy the decline.